And that was Ben Rosenfeld, attorney and board member of the Civil Liberties Defense Center, speaking on a panel from the Public Interest Environmental Law Conference on the ecology of a police state. We also heard from Paul Wright, founder and executive director of the Human Rights Defense Center, Max Rameau, director of the Center for Pan-African Development, and Keon Mallory, associate professor of environmental philosophy at Villanova University. The moderator was Panagioti Tsolkas, and the program was recorded by Paul Rowland in March. You are listening to KBOO Portland. Stay tuned for Air Cascadia.
Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, April 29th, 2015, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. Today's guest is David Cobb. This is a pre-recorded interview with Cobb. He, of course, is the executive director at Move to Amend. Today is a very, very important day in the history of American democracy, or what passes for American democracy. Congress will be voting on an amendment which would address the problem of corporate personhood created by Citizens United. This was, of course, the disastrous Supreme Court decision that overturned all regulation of campaign finance, made it a thing of the past, allowed money to speak louder than the people. That all is on the table today. Congress is voting on this. This amendment has, strangely enough, bipartisan support. Why is that? It's because a huge percentage of the American people have said no to personhood, corporate personhood, to the voice of money shouting down their voices. So today, the We the People Amendment goes before Congress. And we, the people here at KBOO, will be listening to the words of David Cobb, the initiator of this incredibly important amendment. First, though, a couple of brief headlines. 5,000 National Guard patrol the streets of Baltimore. Over 10,000 people dead in Nepal. Numbers around the world mount, and the story that they tell is not a happy one in the history of the late great planet Earth. Four conservation groups on Monday filed a protest against a proposed resource management plan amendment for increased oil and gas development across the Bureau of Land Management's White River Field Office. We're talking northwestern Colorado here. The change to the Bureau of Land Management's plan ignores impacts from greenhouse gas pollution and fails to protect endangered fish from water depletions and chemical spills. And that's just for starters. It gets worse. Up on the KBOO website, you'll see it there on kboo.fm/AirCascadia. More and more people in more and more places have had it up to the eyeballs with having the right to a fossil fuel-free future denied them. This, then, from Massachusetts. Early yesterday, people from across the Northeast converged and took over Spectra Energy's office in Waltham, Mass. A final notice was delivered to Spectra, letting them know that they have 40 days to cancel their Northeast frack gas pipeline expansion project or face escalated resistance. We all know what that looks like. The Grand Canyon is the most protected land in the world, David Uberaga. The park superintendent says that, yes, but I'll still spend most of my time protecting the place. Everybody wants to make a buck off the canyon. Navajo Nation President Ben Shelley is no different. While in office, he's pushed economic development in the form of the Grand Canyon Escalade, a $1 billion proposal from a private company that would bring hotels, restaurants, and shops to an underdeveloped part of the rim on Navajo land, 26 miles from the nearest paved road. The pièce de résistance, as it were, would be a gondola that tourists could ride thousands of feet, wait for it, to the bottom of the canyon floor, to a place previously accessible only by launching a major expedition and guiding a rubber raft or wooden dory through 62 miles of roiling white water. Once there, tourists would eat at yet another swank, expensive restaurant and enjoy an elevated so-called river walk in the place where the muddy Colorado River meets the milky blue Little Colorado. Tribal members characterize the project as just another corporate attempt at turning ancestral land into a mini Vegas. And on that note, we go to, right now, David Cobb with Move to Amend. Right now, Congress is considering the We the People Amendment. Now, David Cobb, we will listen to the first part of this interview, and then next week we'll be hearing the whole thing in its entirety and during our membership drive. Okay, David Cobb, here we go. Okay, that's good. Go ahead. We're recording now. Go ahead. Do you want to just say your name again so we can compare it? Winnie, the We the People Amendment coming right up. And in just a second, we should be hearing from David Cobb, the executive director of Move to Amend. Until that moment, however, we've got a few more headlines that I know you want to hear about. Federal Times reports that the conference was organized by Expose Facts, no less luminaries than Thomas Drake, Colleen Rowley, and Ray McGovern spoke. We're going to have interviews with all of those three. They've been on the show before. We're going to bring them back again to review the results of that conference. It's basically, it's what, how far will you go? What will you give up in the name of transparency with regard to national security? And now, David Cobb. I'm so glad to welcome you. I'm delighted to have you on the show today. My guest, of course, David Cobb with Move to Amend, an organization which virtually came into being in the wake of Citizens United, the corporate personhood disaster that has pretty much made a mockery of the very notion of democracy, and more or less completed a total shift to capitalism, basically, as a political system, something the world has never really seen before, except possibly the Medicis. You want to talk a little bit about the We the People Amendment and why this is really our best chance?
Well, I think so. The We the People Amendment is being introduced into Congress tomorrow, Wednesday, April 29th. It says explicitly and clearly that constitutional rights cannot be claimed by artificial entities like corporations or nonprofits or other entities created under the state legislative process, and that money is not politically protected speech and therefore can be regulated in elections. Now, this is a very simple and straightforward proposal. It is supported by over 80% of the American people, and it would, for the first time in U.S. history, allow us to actually have a truly functioning democratic republic. Because, you see, if corporations are persons with constitutional rights, it means corporate lawyers can go into court and overturn any law that we pass. Laws banning fracking at the local, county, state, or federal level can be overturned. Laws otherwise protecting the environment or workers or public health or any law you can imagine gets overturned by this illegitimate court-created idea that corporations have constitutional rights. But, you know, corporate personhood is not the only problem, because the courts have also created an illegitimate doctrine known as money equals political speech. And that has made it literally impossible for local, state, and federal representatives to pass meaningful campaign finance laws. Literally, the Supreme Court has turned our elections into auctions where the billionaire class can completely control the political process. So Move to Amend is a multiracial, multi-ethnic coalition of groups and individuals from across the country who are coming together to demand a constitutional amendment to abolish these ideas. Now, we know it's going to take a mass movement of educated, dedicated, organized people willing to actually join this effort. You know, Move to Amend began as 12 people in a living room in 2010. Today, we're 386,000 people and growing every day. We have helped 600 communities pass resolutions of support of our proposed constitutional amendment, and 16 states have already joined the call for a constitutional amendment. And my most favorite objective metric is that we put this issue on the ballot in 300 communities, allowing communities to vote their support or rejection of our proposed amendment. We've been on the ballot over 300 times, and we've won every single one of them. We win in liberal places like Madison and San Francisco and Boston, but we also live in conservative places like Salt Lake City, Utah, and Waukesha, Wisconsin, which is the hometown of Republican Tea Party Governor Scott Walker, where they haven't voted for a Democrat for president or Congress in over 40 years. Move to Amend was on the ballot in that community, and we won. We won in a statewide initiative in Montana by over 75% of the vote. My point is, this movement is getting larger, stronger, and better organized every day. We're building from the grassroots up. We are working at the local level, at the state level, and tomorrow we'll be in the United States Congress with our proposed amendment, and we're encouraging KBOO listeners to not only get educated like you do each and every day on this radio station, but get involved with us so that we can build a movement that's so powerful that we can force the elected officials to acquiesce to the demands that we, the people, are making.
David, that basically really says it all. I do want to ask you a couple of things. The upcoming elections, tremendous amounts of money already pouring into campaign coffers. And should this pass to Congress, what's the next step? How can we be assured of a clean, fair election that is not corrupted by money?
Listen, I absolutely believe in using electoral politics as a way to make social change. You know, I vote every election. As listeners may recall, I was the presidential candidate for the Green Party in 2004. So I absolutely believe that we must use voting as a tactic. But I remind people all the time, if you want systemic social change and all you ever do is vote, you're really wasting your time. But there's a corollary to that. If you want systemic change and you don't bother to vote, you're wasting an opportunity to express yourself. So we say we have to vote and go beyond voting.
And this has been Air Cascadia for Wednesday, April 29th, 2015. Emily Young engineered the show for us today. Thanks, Emily. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
You can help KBOO end the spring membership drive early. Donate right now and be entered into the spring membership drive sweepstakes. One lucky KBOO supporter will win a prize package that includes a six-month VIP pass to the Crystal Ballroom that allows you and a guest entry to every show, even if it's sold out, as well as access to the VIP viewing area. A one-week artist residency at Southwestern Lodge in Seaview, Washington on the Long Beach Peninsula, $200 in gift certificates to the Portland Saturday Market, and 10 treatments at Working Class Acupuncture. For every $15,000 we raise between now and May 5th, we will remove one day from the spring membership drive, which will be from May 6th through May 16th. Thank you for your early support. All the funds raised during this time will be applied to the spring membership drive goal of $95,000. A donation is not required to enter the sweepstakes. For more info, kboo.fm/2015springsweeps.
Today on Flashpoints, Baltimore up in flames. The governor calls in the National Guard. We'll feature an update from the ground there. Also, tragedy in Nepal. We'll have two reports about the unfolding situation in that earthquake-devastated nation. And we have our regular weekly feature, the Electronic Intifada, hosted by Nora Barrows-Friedman. I'm Dennis Bernstein. All this straight ahead on Flashpoints. Stay tuned. In Berkeley, I'm Dennis Bernstein. You're listening to